You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Just a warning to our audience, this next story contains content pertaining to people taking their own life and some language that might be considered derogatory. Discretion is advised. People cross the road. That's how Jane Stevens describes how many people treated her when her son Nicky took his own life in 2015. It's Mental Health Awareness Week in New Zealand, and I wanted to take a closer look at families who have lost loved ones to suicide. How do we treat these people after the fact? Since losing her son, Stevens, who was already known for taking active roles in her community, has become really quite well known around New Zealand for her cause to change the way we deal with mental health. She's now not only an advocate, but also a real advisor to other parents whose kids have taken their own lives. She said before, she does this because these services are not being adequately provided elsewhere. I asked Jaden Stevens what compelled her to get so involved in a cause many New Zealanders simply don't know how to address.
My own personal experience with the loss of my son to suicide and wanting to try and contribute to the prevention of any other families ending up in the situation that we've found ourselves in, and years of experience within the mental health system trying to access the supports that we needed for our son, trying to prevent the tragedy that happened. And since Nicky died, we've been overwhelmed by the number of families coming to us experiencing similar problems, particularly in regard to attitudes in the community, accessing services through the mental health system, the impact on families. So it's not really been a choice in one sense. You know, we have a huge problem in New Zealand with suicide. The numbers are greater than our road toll, and that just shocks me every time I think about it. You know, how did we even get to that place? So that's been my motivation. And my passion is to see transformation both within our mental health system and in our community.
One of the suicide awareness campaigns you've been involved in is the SHOE project with Yes We Care. Why do you think that resonated so much with New Zealanders?
Look, I think one of the issues is that there's been such a stigma and such a silencing around suicide and around mental health. What we found as we travelled the country was just this avalanche of families who for the first time were able to actually feel like they could share their story and come together with others who have had the same experience. And it's a really lonely place to be when you're faced with the isolation of being suicide bereaved. You know, people cross the road. I mean, I experienced it myself. You know, people don't know what to say to you. People avoid you. You know, it was one of the things that I think was kind of a release, you know, for many people, that actually it's becoming okay to talk about it and to ask for help.
And Māori suicide rates are disproportionately high in New Zealand, as you know. Can you expand on what a mental health system that caters more to Māori might look like?
Well, I think a mental health system that caters to Māori will be whānau hapū iwi centric, and that means putting families and at the centre of the care that they're receiving. And at the moment, it's a very medical model. It is totally not working. One of the things I am passionate about is the normalisation of mental health and bringing it back to our communities, bringing it back in a way that our whānau are supported to be resilient, to be the caregivers that they must be. But at the moment, what we have is families, whānau, who are basically, you know, out there trying to do their best with no support. So, you know, I see healthy communities that have all the resources that they need. One of the issues for me is that there is not any acknowledgement of the underlying causes around the huge spike in Māori mental health and suicide. And, you know, we have to get to grips with the fact that we have huge impacts from colonisation in this country. And while, you know, it's still a dirty word, it has to actually be addressed. And it's one of the things that's dear to my heart, and along with other whānau who've been impacted by suicide, I'm taking a claim to the Health Kaupapa Inquiry to try and highlight what's happening to our young Māori men.
You were already heavily involved in your community before, but how has your role changed since your son passed away?
I've always been involved in community, that's true. It's changed significantly. I'm a totally different person than I was before. And, you know, much of my work is around supporting other families who've been affected by suicide. I can't help but take what's happened with me and everything I'm involved with. And it, you know, it's been one of the good things in a sense that I've been determined to make sure that the silence and the stigma around suicide and mental health is challenged. So that's certainly something that I take into all areas of my work in the community, and challenging those in positions of power who need to understand that change has to happen, that we need transformation of our mental health services. And I think that that is starting to happen. I think that people are realising that what we've got is failing so many people in this country. You know, we're talking 1 in 4 New Zealanders in their lifetimes being impacted by mental distress, mental illness. You know, that's huge.
And what's one thing you would like the general public to take away or learn from Mental Health Awareness Week this year?
I think for me, one of the things that I think a lot about is the stigma and how deeply ingrained it is in the culture in New Zealand. I think one of the things that we can all do is to actually reflect upon the way in which we use the stigma in our everyday lives. And I think we all do it. I know I do myself, even though, you know, I'm one of the most passionate advocates. And particularly around our language, if we think about that, you know, there's around 250 labels for people who are experiencing mental illness. And, you know, they just slip out in everyday conversation, you know, things like nuts, loony, mental, crazy, weird, freak, disturbed, retard, you know, all the things that we're scared of seem to be focused around mental health, you know, the boogeyman, schizo, you know, even our children's programs, you know, a lot of them, I think it's something like 46% of animated programs refer to mental illness in some way. I mean, that has to change. We need to be normalising mental health in the same way that we do broken legs, heart problems. You know, it needs to change, and it needs to be on an individual level.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was Ben speaking to Jane Stevens, and of course, if you need to, don't hesitate to call Lifeline. You've got the number there, don't you, Ben?
I do. So if you need help, free call or text 1737 anytime to talk with a trained counsellor, or you can also call Lifeline on 0800 543 354 or free text 4357.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.